from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We got to start with the Pittsburgh Pirates beating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0 yesterday. And Crowley, throughout a lot of portions of the show yesterday, and I have to call him out even though he's not here, he was not in favor. And I'm sure a lot of us and a lot of you out there were not in favor. And I kind of was on the edge. I was on the fence. We're not in favor of Martin Perez starting on the mound yesterday against the Cardinals. After how many outings that he has gone through, has it been great? Definitely the weakest link if you're looking at the rotation. If you're looking at the Pirates pitching rotation, Martin Perez, he's probably the weakest link. But he goes out there yesterday, and this is where Crowley was wrong. And this is where he's been put in his place. 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, no runs for Martin Perez. His best outing of the season, I believe. But he has seemed to have the Cardinals number over the years. That's one stat and one thing that we did miss yesterday, and that is obviously our fault. Maybe we should have dug deeper to some stats of Martin Perez in the past and going against the Cardinals, but he kept them alive. And the Pirates have won 10 out of 13 games. They are 2 games over .500 and 1 game back of a wild card spot. They're off today. And yesterday they traveled to Phoenix to play the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is another crucial series for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But, Callis, I think that we have to start here. And we talked a little bit about this whenever you first sat down, when we got here in the morning. How maddening was that game yesterday? That game yesterday was so maddening to me. And you know why. And I think that there's a lot of listeners out there that feel the same way. That game was so maddening. You beat the Cardinals 5-0. You shut them out. You score runs. You have a lot of guys that were a big component in the winning yesterday. But the game with Skeens on the mound is why yesterday was so maddening. Like, you could have swept this baseball club. You could have swept the Cardinals if you just would have taken care of business on Saturday. If you would have had the effort that you had yesterday on Saturday, you would have swept the Cardinals. You'd be 3 games over .500 and you'd be right basically what in the wild card spot, right? It just rubbed me the wrong way. And I felt from as soon as the game started, I was like, you know what? They're going to win this game. And it just seemed like it lacked energy because everybody was so down because the Skeens lost and took his first loss. And they should have won that game because they left so many players in running position and scoring position on Saturday. And that game just, I think it just took the life out of everybody. And I don't think that anybody thought that the Pirates were significantly going to win yesterday. I don't even know if people thought that they even had a chance. I just think people were like, all right, whatever. You know what? This series is over. And they obviously end up pulling it out. And it made me even more frustrated. It made me even more frustrated, even though that they won the series against Cardinals, because, man, they could have really set themselves up. They shot themselves in the foot with a guy that they've really relied on this season and has come through and came through on Saturday. Nobody else could hold their weight on Saturday. And they end up winning, obviously, the series, but they could have swept them. And I'm very frustrated about it, Kyle.
So I think when you have a guy like Skeens on the mound that's as good as he is, and pitched as well as he did, you want to get, you know, those wins. I said it on the early morning show, and when I said it out loud, I'd rather Skeen's first loss have been still with a decent pitching performance than, you know, him getting shelled.
Right.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. I like the positive outlook there.
But I'm frustrated, too, for the same reasons. You want to get every game that you can, and it seems like to me that the Pirates' pitching is, if they're going to get through a series, their pitching has to be nearly perfect, if not perfect. Because you never know what you're going to get from this offense. And to me, it doesn't make sense that you're going to, you know, you put up, oh no, it kind of does make sense. You put up five runs when you're not greatest pitchers on the mound,
right?
But you don't score even a basic amount when your best guy's on the mound. That's just what I think is frustrating about it.
Do you think it's because of their pitching matchup? The Cardinals.
See, Lance Lynn and right, he's their like, bullpen, it's not they're a vulnerable team.
Right.
And if you're gonna say like you have to set yourself apart in some way. Now the Pirates are winning series here. I think Joe Block, I heard him say they won four in a row.
Four, yes.
Right, that's
well they had the Brewers, the White Sox, the Phillies, and now the Cardinals. Yes.
Yeah. So there's that, you know. There's that matters, right? They were kind of swirling between winning a series and losing a series, you know, back and forth and back and forth, keeping them around, you know, just under 500. Now they're winning more series than they're not. So that's something that should, you know, be praised. But also, I have concerns about how they would do in the playoffs. They've got to separate themselves in some way.
Right.
And right now it seems like a flip of a coin. Are they going to do it or are they not? There's no sure thing that they can win. Because you'll see the offense perform really well one game and then not well the next. And if you can't take advantage of every Skeen start that you get, for him going into the ninth inning, striking out eight, and you know going into that inning only giving up one earned run, if that's not a good enough pitching performance, if your best guy isn't good enough for your offense, nothing is guaranteed.
See, like you bring up a great point. Like, I mean, you're right. Like, they have to separate themselves in a way, and it can't be just pitching. Like, we know that that's going to be there. And that's why it's so maddening. And that's why, you know, when we talked to Neil Walker, when we talked to Jordy Mercer, when we talked to John Wehner, you know, the thing about baseball is the consistency. And it's so hard to find that. That's why the game and the sport is so difficult. That's why it's probably, you know, one of the hardest sports to play is because you can't always be consistent alongside of everybody else trying to be consistent. And the Pirates, I'm not saying that they have to be, and we're not saying that they have to be consistent every game, but they need to be able to hang their hat on something outside of what their, you know, aces are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I feel like I kind of jinxed it too that night because I was talking to a group of guys and I was just saying, like, we're talking about Skeens and I was like, you know what? I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Here's what I like about Skeens. You feel like when he's on the mound, it's a guaranteed win. And I feel like I jinxed it.
Well,
honestly, because that's
I mean, but you have the facts that has proven yeah, that. Though.
That's how good he is, though, that you feel like when he goes out there that it's like a guaranteed win for the Pirates. And unfortunately,
right.
We've seen, I think, at least three instances this season where, you know, him giving up 1 to 2 runs in his starts was not good enough for them to win. The other few before were no decisions for him, and now he picked up the losing decision, and the Pirates lost a game where, you know, if you sweep the Cardinals here, I think there's a bit, it's a different feel
mm-hmm.
going into this road trip.
I mean, it's a huge, it's,
you're,
I mean,
in a, you're in a different position in the standings. Yes. And I think you just feel overall better because your best guys, Keller and Skeens, got the wins like they're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, it's a fantastic point. Like, I do wonder how they are feeling right now. And I'm sure that they're feeling confident. They're feeling pretty good. I mean, like you just said, like, and like we're just talking through, you know, winning four series, I mean, that's something significant. It is. And then, and winning two of those before the break and then winning two after the break. Usually it goes one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, usually you win two, it's like, all right, we're heading into the break, and then you have some time off, you lose that momentum, and then you lose how many games in a row. That does happen a lot in sports whenever you have that long break and you lose that momentum. But they figured out a way to win two series in one against the best team in baseball and another one against a rival team that you're competing for every single day, basically, you're competing against.
But it's leaving a little doubt in my mind.
I know. Like, I want to be happy right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can. Because
there's that doubt, because when you get into the playoffs, like if they make the playoffs, everything's more intensified. Everything's more magnified. There's a chance, it's a small chance seeming right now, but there is a chance they could see a team, you know, like the Cardinals or the Cardinals in the playoffs. And when you're in those situations where their best guys are out there against your best guys, I mean, is your offense going to be able to perform in a way that's going to get you through one of those series? And there's that just shadow of doubt right now that is frustrating to me. Now, if they add somebody,
do you think one guy could fix that? That's the problem, too. That's what I don't think that people are realizing. I don't believe that one player can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one guy. One guy can't just come in here and fix that. And who knows what that guy's going to be whenever he does come here.
And that's like, that's the misfortune of this season. Normally, you know, there's a set amount of contenders in the playoff race, and you maybe get two or three guys. You acquire two or three guys. You're not – this isn't a season where you're getting that because there's so many – even in the American League, there's still plenty of teams in contention. Right. So, like, ugh.
Yes. No, seriously. Like, I keep saying, and I feel like we can all attest to this, like, I want to be happy for what the Pirates are doing right now. Mm-hmm. But yesterday was maddening in a way for me because I'm like, you could have really swept this team and put yourself in even bigger spot right now. Like, you could be sitting in a place where you're ultra confident heading into this Arizona Diamondbacks series and figure that series out, and you just couldn't get it done. And the decent teams, the good teams, they figure out ways to win games like Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.